Okay, well, let's make a start anyway, and if people join late, then that's their loss, not ours. So I think we've got enough to progress forward for the moment anyway. So is everyone okay to start?
Yeah.
Good, thank you. Okay, so we have apologies for this call from Dottie, Sokol, Victor, Olga, Vika, Hero, and I think that's all, Gabby?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so first item on our agenda is the minutes from our telephone conference call on the 10th of May, which have been circulated. Can I have any comments regarding accuracy, please? Did we miss anything? No, sounds like we didn't. So well done, Gabby and Christina. Gabby, perhaps you could take us through the matters arising.
The actions, yes. We had two outstanding actions from the previous call, which was 6203, Keith Davidson, Johanna Eustelius, and Patricia Poblete to liaise with respective regional organizations to seek involvement from the regional organizations and the meetings program working group. This mm-hmm. action was still in progress, so I need to ask for an update.
Okay, now I believe we heard from Keith that Jan was happy to join that group.
Yes.
But Johanna and Patricio, I don't know if you've been able to connect with your regional organisations.
Yeah, actually, I talked to him and he will attend the next few program working group meetings, and as he is the member of the working group, and we also changed views on both CCNSO and centre meeting agendas, and I think we will continue work on that.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch your name. Was that Wim was going to join, did you say?
Peter van Rosten.
Peter, okay.
Peter.
Thank you very much, Johanny. Patricio?
Yeah, I spoke with my colleagues in our meeting in Cancun, and actually he's in the process of finding a new general manager, and we foresee that we will have filled that position by the time of the next meeting, so when the meetings, program working group start working again, then we should have someone there.
Excellent. Okay, so if you could note that, Gabby, so in effect we now have people from all of the regions apart from LACTRD, and that will be followed through when they have the new manager.
Okay, thank you. The next action was also an outstanding action, was 6206, the chair in Kiev to contact GAC chair Heather Dryden in order to discuss a reactivation of the GAC CCNSO liaison working group. Due to Heather Dryden's vacation, this action is in progress, is it? So.
Yeah, that's now been done, and I think we have a way of moving forward for Singapore, and we will then discuss in Singapore how best we go from then onwards.
Okay, then from last call we have action 6301, the secretary to publish and announce Rod Beckstrom's letter to the CCNSO chair regarding continuity plan and crisis communication strategy. So this action is kind of done actually. It was published, it was published in April, and it was announced through the activity summary in April, and I was talking in the secretariat about whether to re-announce this, but we thought that it would be kind of strange to be announced with no reason. So we were thinking that if the council comes up with a letter, then perhaps that's a good time to re-announce it, because just to re-announce something that was published in April, we thought was kind of strange.
Okay, noted. Which takes us to the next action.
That was action 6302, Becky Burr, too, on behalf of the council, draft a response to Rod Beckstrom's letter on continuity plan and crisis communication strategy. Bart?
I've briefly spoken with Becky about it a couple of weeks back, and nothing happened, so it needs to be done, say, over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Bart. I mean, I imagine because Becky was helping us with the other letter, this will follow on from having got that now completed.
And she was engaged in the FOY and other stuff as well.
Yeah. Okay, so if we could follow up with Becky, please.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
And then action 6303, Bart Boswinkel to inform the ICANN Board Structural Improvements Committee about the adoption of the CCNSO review work plan. Bart?
The SIC, so Structural Improvement Committee, is awaiting a staff implementation plan. And the action, say, the completion of the roles and responsibility will be reflected in that plan. That plan has to be completed by the end of this week and will come up to the ICANN board and once adopted, they know this action is completed. So it's in progress in that sense and it's done in that sense as well.
So have we informed them or not?
They are informed. They will be informed in the implementation plan.
Right.
That's in drafting. That will be completed this week.
So that's in progress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then action 6304, Bart Boswinkel to elaborate option B in the paper on a closed section on the CCNSO website, including preparation for a conference training session. Bart.
Yeah, the conference training session, maybe Gabby and Christina, that one first.
Well, that's been scheduled on the Singapore agenda, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then, following that, we want to elaborate on the option B after the Singapore meeting in order to come up with some, a more of a requirements document.
Okay, so that's still in progress.
Yeah, it's in progress, and it's something for the agenda end of August.
Okay, thank you. Gabby, it's not an action, but it probably should be. The biographies of councillors and pictures of councillors, I think we've still got a couple missing, haven't we?
I think we have one and a half missing.
Right.
Yeah, one and a half. One has a photo but no biography, and one has nothing.
Okay, it would be great if we could complete that by Singapore.
Yeah.
If we could do a follow-up where appropriate, please.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Is it Gabby? You have mine, I hope.
I you're up, yes.
Okay.
Okay, any other actions?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else, any further comments on the last conference call then?
Nope.
No? Okay, thank you very much. So moving to item two, which is the debriefing and sharing on what we've each been doing with regarding the CCNSO activities. So if I can start as chair and highlight what I've been doing. So firstly, after our last call, Bart came over and met with me at Nominet, and we spent a happy couple of hours going through the work program and catching up with all of the various strands of activities, which was very helpful. Thank you, Bart. I joined the SOP call on the operations plan, which was very helpful. I also had one of the first calls between all of the supporting organisations and ACs, the chairs call that we had agreed to arrange. And I think that the main theme of that first call for me was a shared concern about the impact of GTRD discussions with the GAC on the overall ICANN agenda for Singapore. Obviously, it has quite an effect on San Francisco, and it seems to be also the case for Singapore as well. I had a vice chair, chair and staff conference call, which we've now scheduled regularly, really to construct the agenda for, or the draft agenda for the council calls, and also to liaise between us so that we're joined together, as it were. I've had a number of discussions also with ICANN around what's being called Constituency Day, even though we're not a constituency, which seems to be an initiative being driven by the board so that the board can meet with all of the SOs and ACs. I've reminded ICANN that it's rather difficult for the whole of the CCNSO to come to the board, which seems to be the draft plan, and we're in discussion as to how we could perhaps get the board to come to the CCNSO. But this, I think, is intended to replace the gathering where we have the chair and the CEO come to visit us. But that's a work in progress at the moment, and I'm waiting to hear back from ICANN on the latest instalment.
Quite a bold proposal to ask the board to come to the CCNSO.
Well, I think it's just a matter of logistics, Roloff. I think they would need a rather big room for us to go visit them. And of course, there's a danger that moving the large number of CC attendees would mean that a number of people didn't necessarily come over to that meeting, which would be a shame. But yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. Sorry, did somebody have a point there? No? Okay. So, Vice Chair Byron?
Yes, I've been on, obviously, the Chair Vice Chair calls that Leslie referenced. The focus of my attention has been mostly on the working group that I'm chairing, the Finance Working Group, where we've had a couple calls and put out some of the documents. I can probably speak to that a little more specifically later in the agenda when we actually go through the working group activities. I've also sat in on SOP call and a call for all the various community leaders. I guess when was that, Bart? Yesterday, 2 days ago. But unfortunately, I was the only one who showed up for that one. Due to, I guess, some miscommunication. But I'm also going to be meeting with Roloff by conference call tomorrow as we work on how we're going to coordinate the SOP and the Finance Working Group, particularly in terms of how we try to access Juan and Akram's time to make the best and most effective use of it, given some of the overlapping activities or potential overlapping activities and our goal to mitigate that between the two committees. Also, next Friday, I'll be standing in for Leslie at the various SOAC chair meeting with Rod Beckstrom and I guess some senior ICANN staff just before the ICANN report meeting. So in terms of my activities, that probably covers it.
Thank you very much, Byron, and thank you for standing in for me. I've got a family wedding, which I don't know why they seem to schedule it just before an ICANN meeting.
That's a tough one to get out of and a tough one to move, I guess.
Yes, they didn't seem to accept my reasoning for moving it.
Right.
Okay, now Hero unfortunately isn't on the call and hasn't been very well just recently. So just to note that and to wish him a speedy recovery, we have also, on behalf of the CCNSO, I took the initiative of sending him a get well card. But I think he will be back in action for Singapore, I'm told. So, councillors, anything anyone wants to share and report on that's not otherwise on the agenda?
Well, this is Johan. Actually, I'm going to visit the .ax registry. That's for all and islands next Tuesday, and I will have a full agenda there, but I will also have a short presentation about ICANN and CCNSO there, and they are very small CCTLD, so I think they are not interested in joining the CCNSO, but hopefully they would at least attend a meeting or so.
Excellent. That's very good. Thank you. Anyone else? No? Okay. Thank you all. Let's move on then to item 3, which is this suggestion of an ICANN summit on developing countries. You'll recall that the proposal from CATEAM was shared with the council, and we asked for volunteers. We had four volunteers. We had Sokol and Rolando, and then Ron, and then Paulos, who volunteered as an observer. So what I'd like to suggest for discussion is that both Sokol and Rolando, as councillors, represent the CCNSO at that meeting, and that we ask Paulos and Ron to attend as observers, and ask that group to report back to our council meeting later on in the week on the discussions at that meeting, which unfortunately clashes with the CCNSO meeting now. It's been moved to the Wednesday. Can I have any comments or counter-proposals or agreements to that, please?
Leslie,
Mrs. Youngham?
Yep. Hi, Youngham. I'm just wondering if there was any indication that they, that observers would be okay.
We had an invitation to send representatives, and the suggestion was that there would be two from each SONAC. I will have to get back to Katim and say that's what we'd like to do, obviously, and see if it's okay with him in terms of logistics.
Right, okay. I mean, I was just wondering, because I don't recall them saying anything about observers, but I guess you could talk to them about it.
Yeah. Right. Anyone else on that? Are we comfortable with that proposal? Silence is agreement.
Hello, who joined and who has the background music?
Yes, this, I have no background music. I fell off.
Oh,
but I'm
okay.
You did miss me, right?
We thought you'd gone a bit quiet, Rollo. Okay, so we're on item three, which is these volunteers to the Summit on Developing Countries.
Okay.
I've not heard anyone objecting, so can I take that as passed, please? Okay, let's do that. Let's move on then. The CCNSO response on the ICANN Security, Stability and Resilience Plan framework. And the response was attached to the meeting papers, and that response has indeed been submitted and was submitted yesterday. And thank you very much to Bart and to Becky and to the people that contributed towards that response. I don't know if anyone has any comments just at the moment on the response itself before we move to the issues in the process.
I would just like to recognize the hard work by Becky and Bart.
Thank you very much, Shannon. That's appreciated.
Yeah, credit those who really contributed. That is Paul Schindler, Catherine Reynolds, Jay Daly, and Simon McKellar.
Okay.
Thank you, Bart. Perhaps we could minute that, Gabby, and send a note of thanks to those people. That would be lovely.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And so moving on was another attachment from Bart, which is the pictorial document looking at a process for us producing statements or responses. Bart, do you want to speak to this?
Yes, it's very simple. Say one of the CCNSO review recommendations was a documentation of process to to come up with a CCNSO statement or comment. And as this was a very good experience, I thought it might be very useful to lay out a timeline so everybody is aware of how much time is included and all the actions that need to be included in such a process. So this is more an initial draft of for a documentation of it. And and the reason for submitting it was if there are any comments or questions regarding, say, this timeline, if you could send it to me, say, and based on this one, I can draft an initial guideline for, or say, documenting the process itself.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So any initial comments or questions for Bart on that? No, for myself, I think I would say thank you very much. It's kind of worrying that it takes us about 40 days to produce a comment. but then that is understandable when one looks at the stages in doing that.
Yeah. And maybe this is something, say, and that is an additional point. So it can be compressed a little, but you can't do very much about it. You can compress it to, say, make it a CCNSO council statement instead of a CCNSO statement. But, establishing a group takes time, and this is also a warning for, the other SOs, ACs, and the board that to have a response from this or comment from the CCNSO will take this period of time.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. I mean, I would, however, observe that in Nairobi, when we had a matter of some extreme urgency, we were able to turn a contribution around within that same, within 24 hours. So is there also potentially a need for a timeline in effect for a CCNSO council statement? Would that be possible?
I think it would be good, yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly simple in that sense. If you cut off at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stage, because then you exclude consultation of the CCNSO membership.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I can make two. And of course you can compress it. And the real issue is probably is having establishing a group of people who will do the initial drafting.
Mm-hmm. So Bart, if you could add to that procedure then an alternative is just the council statement.
Yeah.
And then we can seek to adopt both timelines in effect for CCNSO related statements.
Yeah.
That would be helpful, thank you. Okay, so the other bullet on that agenda item was talking about DNS and DNSSEC capacity building. But was that a question that arose from the draft plan itself?
It's one of the issues that came out, and that's not. It is in fact that some of the initiatives noted in the SSR framework are directly targeted at CCTLDs, in particular the DNS and DNSSEC capability build or capacity building. And if you look at the SSR framework itself, it's about 70% of ICANN's budget, or $12 million. And if you take into consideration the SOP, or the sorry, not the SOP, but the operational, the ops plan, and the amount allocated to the CCTLDs, that has increased as well. So that's a bit of the background. One of the questions that arose was, it's all very nice and fine that ICANN is providing these services, but it is unclear to what extent they have been requested in the past or and who has requested them, and how long ago it was.
Okay, noted. So, is this an issue that would come under any of our existing working groups, or is that an issue where we might need to pull together a group of people to look at and produce a report or proposals to the CCNSO? Bart, anyone?
I would think, but this is just a suggestion, say... this is one of the more clearer points in the SSR plan, where it is where there is a express service provided to the CCPLDs.
Mm-hmm.
Given that it's say the SOP is looking at the activities of ICANN and the costs as well. It might fall under the SOP, but that is more a sideline of it. So maybe the SOP could look at, say, some of the activities in the ops plan and try to understand whether they have been requested by the CCTLD community. And maybe involve the regional organizations as well, because these are the more or less the channels for requesting services and providing the services, not just the CCNSO, but also the regional organization. So maybe either a subgroup or a group that informs the SOP working group, an ad hoc group that informs the SOP working group.
Okay, thank you. Anyone, any alternative views on how we might deal with this issue? Or Roloff, as chair of the SOP, would you be content with picking that up?
Well, I would partially, I think. I would, because I don't know, are we talking about the plan as a whole or a specific on this capacity building? I've missed that bit of it.
I guess it's the cost of the capacity building that seems to be built into the current budget modelling. I think that's what you were saying, Bart, in effect.
Yeah, and it's not just capacity building. It is, if you look at the SOP or the ops plan, there is a claim for services to the CCPLD community, and some of them are very clear, like the IANA services
and
others. But some of them are claimed to be at the request of the CCPLD community, but it's unclear where this request came from.
Mm. Okay, no, but that is something that the SOP is definitely taking up, because when I will be presenting what we've been doing with the SOP, I'll talk a bit about what they've budgeted for CCTLD-related expenses, and we've already posed them the question to elaborate on the details. So far, we haven't received any reaction to that. But as for Bart's proposal to liaise with the other ESOs and take that kind of holiday. That would be a bit too early for me. I would first like to see ICANN's reply both on the SSR comments from the CCNSO as well as the outstanding questions of the SOP. That will be my preferred approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we flag it for the moment and let's see if it comes within the SOP or a subgroup of the SOP? Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, that's okay.
Leslie Rudolph, and I think this is one of the issues that arose out of the SSR framework. And to be effective, say, it will not be effective for this ops plan. Probably it's something to take up for when starting the discussions on the upcoming, say, fiscal year 13 ops plan, and even make a ticket plan.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else want to comment on that?
Quick comment. When it talks about funding capacity building, et cetera, part of the assumptions built into the costs
that ICANN is allocating towards the CCNSO is capacity building as a general statement. Is there any risk here of double counting? Or, I mean, I guess the question before that even is, well, if we're already paying for capacity building, why would there be another charge for more capacity building?
Indeed.
Yes.
And maybe it's just more a statement than a question. I'm not sure anybody can answer it, but I just want to note that it seems odd given the current dynamic at play.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's important that we surface this as an issue and make it clear what is currently going on, what CCs and regional organisations are currently doing, and whether there is or there isn't a need for much greater ICANN investment in this area, perhaps.
Yep, okay.
Okay, thanks.
So, Byron, you and I can liaise on this one.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, both. That would be really helpful. Okay, let's move on then to item 5, the working group updates, the first of which is IDN PDP Working Group 1, which is chaired still by Chris. Bart, are there any developments in that one?
No, the subgroup is we're having a initial discussions on a straw man for the guidelines, and that is with Patrick Fellstrom and Lyman Chapman, and we hope to conclude it this week. We've been throwing some strawmans around, so this will be sent out to the working group or the sub-working group by next week, and the working group will meet to discuss it in Singapore.
Okay, thank you. IDN PDP Working Group 2, obviously we don't have Hero on the call. I don't know if we have anyone else who is a member of that working group.
Otherwise I can provide the update as well.
Go ahead then, Bart.
Yeah, this working group is still discussing the voting mechanism once IDN CCTLDs will be included in the CCNSO. And there is, they had a very elaborate discussions over the last two calls, and they will present the options to the CCTLD community in Singapore, who will have feedback. They can't resolve the issue by themselves at this stage.
Okay. Then next we have the SOP working group, Roloff.
Hang on. Yep. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
So why am I not hearing you?
Hello, how are you?
On the present version of the operational plan, and we had a subsequent call on the
Hello? I don't know about the rest of you, but I can't hear him anymore.
Yeah. Roloff, we could hear you. We could hear you before you said you couldn't hear us. Roloff.
Oh, apparently he can't hear us.
I'm going to check with the operator if she can do something about it.
We see that the cost of CCNSO, they say CCNSO support, but it's meant to be CCTLD support. Taking up 18.3% of the budget, which is another 3...
He'll stop in a minute, I'm sure. The joys of teleconferences. Roloff, can you hear us? No.
They're condensed remarks to Bart, and we're going to compile that and send it out to the message this week, isn't it, Selba? Hello?
Hello, we can't hear you.
Silence.
Hello. Roloff, can you hear us now? Ah.
I can.
Roloff, whatever you said, I'm afraid we couldn't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Whatever you did last time, don't do it again, because we didn't then hear you after that.
Oh, my God. So I'll start all over again.
Yep.
That's okay with you.
Would you mind?
Okay, here we go. We had two calls since we had our last council call. We had an SOP call on the 18th of May, where Juan Ojeda from ICANN explained what was changed in the present version of the operational plan framework as compared to the first version, and where he also explained how our comments were taken into account in the present version. We concluded that he mainly explained how our comments were not taken into account, because we concluded that most of our remarks have been either ignored or only being taken up partially. We had a second call on the 25th where we discussed as SOP how we were going to react, and we decided to reiterate the most important comments that were not taken into account, and those that are quite a few of them. Our subteams have been working on the different themes. We've configured the four subgroups. I know that Bart has their draft comments in, not from all of them, but I think from most of them. And I ended with a question to Bart. Bart, if I'm not mistaken, we will use this week to compile it to a single submission that we will then submit to ICANN, right?
Sent first to the group, so it's.
And a specific point of attention, but probably the finance working group has picked that up as well, is that in the present version of the plan, we see that CCNSO support, the cost of CCNSO support, and they mean that as CCTLD support, as in that is CCTLD, right, to quote Chris, is now budgeted at a total of $12.3 million, which is more than 18% of the total budget. And we have no clue whatsoever on what that is being spent. Probably on capacity building, as we discussed in the previous part. We have asked ICANN to clarify that. We were promised an explanation, but so far we haven't received it.
And I think another point to note there is we raised the fact that it's roughly a 32% increase over last year's budget. And as far as any of us on the call were concerned, we were unable to see what those extra monies might have been spent against, and Juan was unable to articulate what those extra monies would have been spent against.
Yeah. The only thing that we can compliment ICANN on in this area is that although they don't expect the contributions of the CCNSO the CCTLB community to increase as compared to last year's budget, they are increasing the expenses for the CCTLB community, which is honorable.
Okay. Thank you, Roloff and Byron. Any questions for Roloff on that one? Obviously, that's particularly the expenses side is an issue that we will need to follow as a council with some interest. But anything else? No? Okay. Thank you. The next one then is the finance working group. Byron.
Sure. Since the last council meeting, we've produced some documents and had a call. Documents included a high-level overview of what we believe are possible, the range of possible finance models, as well as an overall timeline in terms of the work product that we hope to get through with this finance working group, and a tentative end date, and end date meaning a date that this working group produces a recommendation to the CCNSO, or to the council rather, which is currently scheduled for the October 2012 meeting. And it also articulated some of the milestones along the way. We also worked to produce the agenda for the Singapore meeting, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, also had a little discussion about how we're going to make sure that we work in concert with, but not over top of the SOP's work and make sure that we manage that appropriately, which would include getting what limited time we seem to be able to get from ACRM and WAN scheduled probably together as the two working groups so we can work on that together. So that's currently what we're working on. I guess one of the key milestones there, and it's already been touched on by Roloff, is trying to get the information out of ICANN, because we're going to come down to what are those expenses for which we are being attributed, what are they actually comprised of? And certainly ACRM, or WAN in particular, is committed verbally to providing us much more detail, which would give us a sense of it. I think, Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he talked about July being able to do that for us.
Yes, that's my recollection as well.
You're right.
Waiting implementation of a new system.
Yes, so we'll eagerly anticipate the arrival of those facts and figures, and that's where we stand at the present time.
Thank you very much, Byron. Given that you're attending the meeting with Rod for me, perhaps you might mention that timeline and our interest in that information.
Absolutely.
Good, because I would be doing that anyway if I were there. Okay, so any questions or comments for Byron, please?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, and I think we're still missing Keith from the call. He's had some problems dialing in.
He sent an update to the email.
I've got that in front of me, Gabby. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
So let's just take the items on the agenda then. So firstly, there is a new updated charter for council approval. The original charter, if you'll remember, included some options for the GAC because we weren't sure whether they would be participating as full members or observers, and they have now decided to be full participants, which is great. So the charter revision covers that and the alternatives. Hello?
I'll tell the operator to mute the line.
Okay, thank you. So let's just take the revised charter firstly. Any comments on that, please? Or are people happy to approve?
I'm happy to approve.
Thank you very much. The next... sorry, Paula.
Just a comment on the charter. Just the background. Are we going to continue to call GAC principles policy documents?
Sorry, I didn't catch. Are we continuing to call what? Sorry. Paulus, I don't know if anyone else heard, but I didn't hear your question very clearly.
I didn't either.
No.
Yvonne.
Paulus, could I ask you to kindly repeat your question? There was a bit of a disruption on the line.
I think Paulus may have been cut off.
I think you're right.
We could have a conspiracy theory here.
Paulus is still on the bridge. So, Paulus, if you're on mute, press star 7. He's still on the bridge, apparently.
Okay.
Paulus?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Uh-huh, we can. Could I ask you to kindly repeat your question, Paulus? We missed the end bit.
I was asking on the Section A of the Charter, second paragraph, whether we want to continue to call GAC principles as policy documents.
Righty-ho. That was in the original draft, Bart, wasn't it?
Yes, and that's one, and that's say that was included in the final report of the DRD working group as well. So it's a reflection of the final report of the DRD working group as adopted by the council.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, Paula. So are we now content to adopt the updated charter, please? Anyone object to that? No? Thank you very much. So we'll consider that now the revised charter. The next bullet is the nomination of Becky Burr as vice chair of the working group, which needs to be a council appointment, please. Did we have any alternative nominations, Bart, Gabby?
No, we didn't.
Okay. And I assume that's been submitted by the working group itself?
Sorry?
Has that nominee been approved by the working group itself?
Yes, that's why it's a nomination.
Thank you.
It was fully supported by everybody on the working group.
Thank you. Okay. Are members of the council content with that, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So Becky is now the vice chair, and we need to thank Becky for also being willing to offer her time for that, which I think will be quite a time-consuming role by the sounds of it. And then we're due an update from Keith on the activities of the working group, and I see that he has sent an update to the council list, which refers to some of their interesting discussions that they've been having at present. I don't know if everyone's been able to see his email as yet, but hopefully he can give us a further longer update when we're in Singapore. Anyone have any questions or queries on that?
Nope.
No? Okay. Thank you very much. So the next item is 5.6, which is the joint IDN working group, the JIG. Yes?
Maybe for the record, because Becky responded as well, please note item number 3 as well. That's something for discussion in Singapore with the GAC, say, the timeline of adoption of the working plan and in future of other work items by the working group as well. It's the GAC came back, or Heather came back to the FOY working group that the GAC didn't have the time to consider the work plan fully. And
this was let me just be clear, that's the work plan for the FOI working group?
Yes. And so it's more a matter of, and I just want to draw your attention to it, so there's nothing for the council to do there, but I want to draw your attention. This might become an issue for further discussion in Singapore to align the working method of the GAC and the working group.
Indeed. Okay. Thank you, Bart. Item 5.6 then, the JIG working group. I don't think we have... Do we have Jan on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, thank you. Yes, we can.
Yeah. Since last council call, we have a conference call. Currently, we're working with ICANN VIP groups. We already scheduled a full-day meeting before ICANN Singapore. I believe that's in June 18th. Also, we already start to work on universal acceptance, which is item 3 on our working list. Beyond that, we did get several questions from board, ICANN board, last week, and we're preparing the answers for the questionnaire. That's pretty much it. In Jack.
Thank you very much, Ron. Any questions or comments, please? John? No? Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Ron Sherwood. I've just managed to connect.
Hello, Ron. Greetings. We're at we're just about to start on item 5.7.
Okay, thank you.
So, the Joint Security and Security Working Group, Bart.
The working group had its first conference call 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow or on Thursday will have its second. They're going through a work plan, draft work plan, especially what to understand the scope and the need for sub-working groups to deal with confidential and proprietary information to understand the threats to the DNS. So they're more working with each other. They're still working on the work plan, sorry. And they will have a face-to-face meeting in Singapore.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions for Bart, please? No? Okay, let's move on then to item 6, which is the CCNSO draft work plan, which we're attempting to get into a position that we can present to the CCNSO in Singapore. So two items here. Firstly, one of the attachments, Bart has very kindly produced a draft talking about how we maintain and update the work plan. And the second attachment is the latest version of the work plan itself. But on the guidelines, is the intent that you gather feedback for formal approval on this call or a later meeting?
Later. If the councillors do have any comments, please send them so I can update it. I think it first needs to be presented to the CCTLD community or the CCNSO members in Singapore, and depending on the feedback, it's either ready for adoption or not.
Okay. So it's part of the presentation on the work plan,
obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So can I ask everyone if there are any comments or queries on that? We can do those on the list or directly to Bart, please. And move on to the work plan itself. Hopefully councillors have had an opportunity to look at the rather long work plan, which just emphasises how much work we have to do, I guess. Any queries or comments about that, please?
One comment. Paolo's here.
Hi, Paolo.
I was wondering if we could include a role on regional groups.
A role on regional groups?
Yes, something like Center or FTLD or LACTLD. I was just wondering.
I'm not sure if we're very clear on the question. So, are you seeking to add the date to the regional meetings to the working plan, or something else? We're not sure. Bart, I don't know if you heard that question.
Yes, I heard it. Paolo, do you mean with regard to the work plan or the roles and responsibilities?
I think we might have lost them again.
Yeah
Paolo has dropped.
Okay.
I will follow up with a question online with him.
Thank you very much, Bart. Okay, so do any other councillors have any comments or questions on the version of the plan as it stands? This is almost our last chance to make comment before we present in Singapore.
I think it's a good overview. It's just that, of course, quite a bit of the work of the council cannot be foreseen the longer term, because it will be a reaction to certain things ICANN does or publishes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for those things that we already know that will happen, I think it's a good overview.
Thank you, Roloff.
As far as I can conclude that as a junior member of the council, of course.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. I'll take silence as we're okay with that, and thank you, Bart, very much for your work on that. I know it's been a major production for you. Okay, so moving on then to item 6, which is an update on the ECNSO meeting. We have a separate agenda as one of the attachments, which is the current agenda. And Gabby, you kindly advised me earlier that the joint CCNSO-GNSO Council lunch is now back on. It seems to have been off and on. And as I mentioned earlier, the meeting with board members or the board is currently under discussion. Is that just to receive that current agenda, Gabby?
I'm sorry, because I was dealing with dropouts here. The CCNSO meeting agenda.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else the council should be aware of on that?
The council, well, not for the council meetings, but for the CCNSO meeting agenda, we had to do a major shift, and that was to change the time we're meeting with the GAC. We had to change that to Wednesday morning. So now, instead of meeting with them as always on Tuesday afternoon, we're meeting with them first thing on Wednesday morning. So instead of having a meeting with the GAC, then we now have a security session there. Everything else seems to stay the same, and Christina will send out a summary of all meetings for the council later this week.
Okay, that would be very helpful, and thank you both of you for the work on that then, and for the programme working group, of course. Okay, if no other comments, let's move on to item 8, which is the CCNSO-GNSO meeting, and there was a failed call to try to liaise between the chairs and vice chairs, which I think is now going to be rescheduled so that we can talk, so that we can decide what we're going to talk about, and hopefully have a productive meeting between the two groups. And the other item for that was a briefing paper on cross-community working groups. An amusing title. It sounds like everyone's a little bit angry. But that was one of the attachments for this telephone call. Is a briefing paper. Bart, were you the author of this?
Yes.
Do you want any words of introduction?
Yes, it mainly, say, one of the items that's been under discussion for some time already by the GNSO Council is how to deal with say cross-community working groups, and say over the last year, the CCNSO got engaged in more and more cross-community working groups as well. So it is more an attempt to describe some of the areas of attention for the CCNSO and where say maybe dialogue with the GNSO and other SOs and AEC might be needed to come up with some further guidelines, rules, however you want to call it, to make a working group work.
Okay. And the GNSO have already said that's an item that they would like to discuss as well. We got into a bit of a confused situation with the JIG report as to whether that had to be sent to the board by the GNSO or the CCNSO or both, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you seeking comments on this paper or adoption of it? What is its status, please?
Its status is, say, as it's as it states, it's more a briefing paper, and it's probably something as a starting point for the discussion with the GNSO. And it's an attempt to delineate the different types of working of cross-community working groups, because there are different types, and with each of them there are, will be, I would say, different aspects that needs to be dealt with in the charter. So it's more a brief paper, and probably something for further discussion after the council had its discussion with the GNSO council as well.
Thank you very much. On that basis then, does anyone on the call wish to make any comments? No? We'll take that then as a work in progress then, Bart, for the discussion with the GNSO. So item 9, we have a proposal for a informal council call. So our two board members, Keith and Mike, have expressed a desire for some closer liaison with the CCNSO Council, and they have proposed that there be a call post each ICANN meeting for debriefing or the raising of issues. And we wanted to test really whether there was an appetite for that, or if it would be of interest to council members. So I'd like to open that for any comments, please.
This is Yangham.
Hi, Yangham.
I think this is an excellent idea. The debriefing would be an excellent idea. I'm glad that that there's talk of this afterwards, but would it be more efficient to have the debriefing afterwards or before? I think that's something that I think we'd just like to talk about.
Yeah, I guess we should try this and then see what would work best. But thank you. So any other comments from other people? No. So shall we trial that and accept their kind offer and see how that works for us? Runner?
Mrs. Chairman? Yes, I'm sorry. My button was still on. Just one question. What would be the difference between a formal council call and an informal council call? Just you not being chair or what?
That would be good. I think the intention is that it's not one that's formally minuted or perhaps even recorded if necessary. But Gabby, I don't know if there's an official status for an informal call.
No, that's a good thing. So it's more a free flow of information than anything else.
Okay.
So without having a structured agenda as we have all these on the formal call or on the council call.
Right.
Okay. So I join Yong in thinking it's an excellent idea.
Thank you. Okay. So not hearing.
The second very important point is, say with some of the council calls there needs to be a kind of quorum. And this one is more for those who are interested.
Yes,
and able
that's
to
very play. Helpful.
Yeah.
That's a very helpful point, Bart. Thank you. Does anyone have any objections to this? No? In which case, let's go ahead and trial it. And if maybe on a future council agenda, we could review whether that is an effective and successful way of doing that liaison, please. Okay, I'm turning to liaison. Item 10 then is the liaison updates. We have 10.1 at large, and as always, a copious set of attachments from Ron. Thank you very much. Ron and Cheryl, I don't know if there's anything you wish to add to those, please.
I don't have anything to add. Cheryl might.
Thank you.
Not in particular. What I might do, though, Leslie, with your permission, is just send the link where I update my reporting into the ALAC. I just run a wiki that's continuously updated as part of the Confluence wiki, shamelessly copying things that are sent out to the list for public onto that, so it's sort of all accumulated into one area, just so that you and staff have an access point.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That's much appreciated. Okay, thank you. And then we have, sorry, not wish to cutting off anyone. Did any council member have comments or questions on the ALAC liaison report, please? No? I see you've been following the G8 much as I have. So, other than that, thank you. Okay, so item 10.2 is the GNSO liaison. I think we were missing Hang Chung from the call, though, Gabby.
Yeah, he's not on the call.
And am I right in thinking we haven't received a liaison report?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I will follow up with Stefan, because it's rather difficult to liaise if one doesn't have the liaisons or the reports, if that's okay. So, item 11, any other business? Does anyone on the call have any other items of any other business, please?
Yes, Leslie, I have. I think it has already brought to your attention that while we had our SOP call on the 25th, I think it was Giovanni who raised the point that it seems that ICANN's CEO is having meetings with national governments, talking on internet and CCTLD-related subjects without either involving or previously or informing beforehand the CCTLD in question. Have you heard about that?
I had, yes. I was waiting for you to come in on that item. Yes, I did.
Ah, okay. So I was just wondering if it's been more, if we have more from more people about this, and because it, as far as I know, they haven't been to the Netherlands, so it's not really an issue here, but it might be an issue for other council members, or I don't know. I don't know if they've been to the UK, for instance, or talked to your government.
not to my knowledge, no. I know my government has talked about ICANN, but not with ICANN. There is a difference, obviously.
Yep.
So the intent of this AOB, is this to bring it to our attention or to suggest the CCNSO might wish to remind the CEO of the desirability of the CCTLD being involved? What is the request, please?
Well, I think first of all we should know if this is just an individual, a single occasion, or if it has happened in several instances. And because if that's the case, then I think we should get in touch with the CEO and explain to him that it would be better if he contacted and involved the CCTLD in question. Yeah.
Olaf?
Yes.
Would it be okay for me to ask you which country it was that you heard about?
I think it was in Italy. Let me see, because I have the email here from Giovanni.
I thought it was the European Commission, actually, but yeah. I'm not sure.
It was the European Commission in France.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So, Bart, have you heard from other European CCTLDs about this?
Just from Mathieu and Giovanni.
Okay.
That was on the SOP call.
If we only know of two instances, I don't think it's a good idea to have a formal CEO.
I mean, I know Byron's had to drop off the call, but perhaps it might be an item that we could ask him to raise in the meeting with Rod that he's attending on my behalf. Certainly I was aware that Paul Toomey visited the UK without .UK knowing, but I don't think we've had a Rod visit. So maybe with everyone's permission, it might be something to raise at that level first. Or
I think that's a good idea.
More formal. Okay.
What Giovanni says is that he would be grateful if a message is passed on to ICANN to highlight the importance of the CCTLD manager's engagement whenever certain information is shared at the political level between ICANN and national governments. But if we know of only two occasions, then I think it's a bit overdoing it if we come up with a statement like that or if we contact the CEO to do that.
Okay, so what I would suggest then as a way forward is that Byron could raise it in the discussions that Rod will be at, and perhaps given that I won't be able to attend that meeting, Byron might usefully follow up with an email updating me, copying Rod on the discussions at that meeting and covering that point too.
Yeah.
And that could then be copied to the council members as well. Would that be satisfactory to people?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's take that as an action point then, Gabby, please. And I know
sure.
Byron's had to drop off the call, so if perhaps we could brief him on that, or if you could brief him on that, that would be appreciated. Okay. Thank you. Any other items of other business?
Leslie, this is Christina.
Hi,
I don't know if you would find it helpful to for me to highlight the four different meetings that the Council will be engaging in Singapore.
Yes, please.
I will send out the confirmation of these meetings to the list, but I thought I should just give you a heads up. So we have on the 20th of June, we have the informal Council meeting, and it starts at 11 o'clock, goes to 12 o'clock. And the same day, we have the joint CCNSO-GNSO council lunch. It will start at 12:30 to 2 o'clock. And then on the 22nd of June, we have the CCNSO board breakfast. It starts at 8 till 9. And the same day on the 22nd of June, we have the usual council meeting at 3:30.
Okay.
No,
is that,
4.
Is that
can you send us an email with information?
I will send it out. But Gabby,
yes,
is that correct? It starts at 3:30?
Yeah, the council meeting starts at 4.
Yeah, okay. It starts at 4. Sorry. Oh,
thank you very much. And if you could send that email to the council, that would be appreciated so we can make sure we don't miss any of those.
Yes,
I will do that. Thank you. And then if there's nothing else to discuss, I look forward to seeing you all in Singapore. Okay.
Yes, likewise.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Goodbye, everyone.